Well, we're ending the week not necessarily on a particularly negative note when we look at prices, at least as we are recording right now. There's still a couple of hours before the market actually does close for the week, but it's a little soft. So there is a little bit of volatility in the market today. I suspect the likely catalysts are pretty obvious. Again, as we record, although I'm sure that this is going to be a progressing or changing story, we have a looming government shutdown. A spending bill, a four-week spending bill, did make its way past the House. And right now in the Senate, there was an attempt to end debate on the bill so they could pass it, but that the vote was postponed. And the latest news that we're looking at right now is that the minority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, is going to meet with Donald Trump, the president, in the White House today, hopefully to create some kind of a compromise to make this spending bill go through. Whether we get another four-week spending bill or not, it seems likely to me that we'll probably get something like that, something temporary, which may, in this case, we've used this expression a lot of just kicking the can down the road. But in this case, that may actually be setting us up for a much higher level of uncertainty than we've experienced with prior run-ups to shutdowns. So while I want to be optimistic about this one, it's probably going to blow over. It certainly looks like everybody's willing to continue working on it. So let's assume that that is, in fact, how this winds up working out. I know that there are a number of congresspersons in the House who right now are very much opposed to continuing to do these four-week extensions. So we'll probably see this beginning to escalate. And this time around, this is a little bit of an opinion here, but this time around, I noted a change in the tone of how willing lawmakers were to really do this too many more times. So an increase in uncertainty is always one of those things that traders don't like, and they do tend to discount it into the market. Now, as we discussed on Wednesday, it's always good to give the market the benefit of the doubt, because even over the last 2 years, anytime we get a very minor level of uncertainty, those discounts, they do come and we get a little bit of volatility, but it has not been very much, as the underlying fundamentals remain actually quite promising. Now today, I might also suggest that there's another factor here. GE has been releasing bad news again. And right now, GE is of course a conglomerate, big manufacturer, industrial firm. And they do a lot of things. They have these very large divisions. Some of them are fairly well managed and others are not well managed at all. The power systems business, in fact, has just been crushing the other sides of the company that have done well. Now, it looks like right now, after their announcement that they're going to be taking a $6 billion charge, that they are maybe getting to a point, this is what Deutsche Bank analysts are saying, that they may be getting to a point where they need to raise additional capital. And there are a couple of things they could do, either one or maybe both. One is to cut the dividend, which they've already done. So they cut the dividend in half earlier. So they could cut the dividend again. That's generally a serious negative. It's one of the reasons why buybacks are so popular, is that companies who pay a dividend, you don't want to raise it too fast, because you do not want to ever cut your dividend. It does tend to have a disproportionately negative effect on your stock. So that's one thing that they could do, or they could go back to the capital markets with another share offering. Now that would dilute existing shareholders, probably have a very similar effect as the dividend cut. And investors are nervous about this. Now, why would this be a catalyst? And I think investors who have been in the market for a long time, you probably already recognize why a bad day for GE can have a weird impact on other indexes and other stocks in general. GE used to be one of the largest components in the major indices. And for a long time, we used to always say, as GE goes, so goes the market. Well, in this case, it still plays a very important historical role. And it takes a while before investors stop paying attention to the old indicators. So a bad day for GE, which today so far, it's down another 3%. That's been down a little bit more earlier in the day, but it looks like it's coming back just a little bit. But this is a fairly significant loss. In fact, it's the fourth loss in a row since the announcement really accelerated the losses here over the last couple of days. It's gotten more severe. So as we look at the major indices and so forth that have GE as a component, well, it's going to have an impact, and that is likely playing out in the just general investor sentiment. It's included in the Dow, for example, certainly in the S&P 500. So I look at two areas where we've got a little bit of uncertainty. Oil is cooling off a little bit. And it's, if we account for all of that, today's choppiness, such as it is actually not too bad. So as we start to plan ahead into the next week, although things look a little bit sour today, I think investors are still relatively justified in being optimistic, and then let's reevaluate if there's any additional uncertainty that begins to build, depending on what kind of a spending bill is passed, or perhaps no bill is passed.
Yeah, this week has been a fascinating week to watch how the market has been reacting to the back and forth news about the potential of the government shutdown. And the days leading up to today, we have seen the VIX rising steadily. On Tuesday, it jumped. Wednesday, Thursday, it continued to climb. And then today, where we actually are seeing the greatest potential of seeing a government shutdown, although we do have, as you mentioned, discussions going on right now to potentially avoid it. We have others that are saying, yeah, we think we might see a government shutdown. And once we get into the government shutdown, the likelihood of it lasting for a few weeks is starting to go up in some of the numbers that Goldman Sachs and some other analysts put out today. They were showing that that's what they think could happen moving forward. But at the same time, as we're watching all this unfolding, the VIX is dropping today. It's down at 11.5 as we record the podcast, and that's after having climbed up to nearly 13 on Wednesday. So even though the government shutdown is still looming, trader concern seems to be dropping a little bit. We are seeing treasury yields rising, and this is one area that we've been watching because we've been curious to see how the bond market was going to react to the potential of a government shutdown. Because as we have been getting all this great economic data throughout the week, Wednesday, yesterday was a great day for economic data for the bond market because China came out with a bunch of data, whether it was GDP or industrial production, that was above expectations. And so we've got this really strong economy here in the United States. We are seeing that being supported by other strong economies around the world, telling us that we may have a nice foundation upon which to build for the economy and the market to continue moving higher. And so when we got that data yesterday, the yield on the 10-year treasury jumped above 2.6% for the first time since March. And then that jump has continued today with the 10-year treasury yield rising up to 2.63 or just a little bit above. And that is above the resistance levels that were established first in December of 2016, right after the presidential election. And then we hit that resistance level again in March. Now we've broken up and through there. And treasury yields rising like this indicates that people are confident that we're going to see some more growth, that we are going to see interest rates rising, that we are going to see some potential inflation. But at the same time, whenever we approach a time like this weekend where there's a potential government shutdown, if traders are really concerned about the shutdown, oftentimes we will see them moving a portion of their portfolio into treasuries as a safe haven, just in case we do see a pullback in the stock market. Well, we're not seeing much of that yet. Now, certainly, we could see traders start to make that shift a little bit later if the shutdown actually occurs and it starts to drag on for a little bit. But we're not seeing that movement being made, although we've been watching just in case that move actually did start to materialize. It just doesn't seem to be. And at the same time, we're seeing the stock market having a great day today. Small cap stocks, if you look at the Russell 2000, are moving higher. They're up by more than 1% today. And that would be the area of the market that you would think that if traders were really concerned about the potential of a pullback or some negative ramifications from this government shutdown, that you would see small cap stocks pulling back. And we're just not seeing that happening. So the bullishness on Wall Street seems to be pushing traders to defy what we would normally expect in a situation like this, and they're climbing the wall of worry and saying, hey, you know, they're going to work it out. We may see the government shut down for a little bit, we may not, but we like the underlying fundamentals in the economy, and we are going to invest accordingly. So it's been a fascinating week to see what fundamental factors have been important, what fundamental factors have not been important, and it's a great reminder that that can shift sometimes. Sometimes the market pays attention to one set of indicators much more than another set, and then over time they will flip-flop on that and they'll pay more attention to the other set of indicators more than to the previous set of indicators, and it's never the same. year in and year out what is going to be most important to investors. I guess we could boil it down to our company is going to be generating increased levels of earnings, and we could say that that's always important. But what traders think may have an impact on those things does ebb and flow. And it looks like right now that traders are pretty confident that we're going to continue to see increased earnings and positive forward-looking statements throughout this earnings season. And they are reacting accordingly by pushing treasury yields higher. They're pushing stock prices higher, and they're waiting to see what comes next. So we'll continue to keep you posted on what we see happening here in the markets each trading day in the daily market commentary, and of course here in the podcast. If you have any comments or questions for us, we'd love to hear from you at podcast@learningmarkets.com. And for those of you who are following us on iTunes, we always appreciate those positive reviews. Thanks.